Welcome to the second Shiloh that we have on Inyanei Rosh Hashanah. Rav Zilberstein brings down in his Sefer on Maseches Rosh Hashanah on page Kuf Ayin Gimel. Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Dalet, Sif Dalet, that in Rosh Hashanah, if a person has a bris milah to make on Rosh Hashanah, he should do it before Tkiyah Shofar. Between Kriyas HaTorah and Tkiyah Shofar, they should do the bris milah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. There are two reasons for this. The first reason is that because we know that the bris of Avram comes before the before Yitzvah Kedis Yitzchak, it's say there's bris Avram and then bris Yitzchak Yaakov and everything. So Avram comes before Yitzchak. Avram bris Avram refers to the milah. Kedis Yitzchak refers to the shofar. So because bris Avram comes before Kedis Yitzchak, we do the milah before the shofar. We know we blow the shofar. Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah daf tezayin aman aleph lama token mishal ayil. Why do we blow shofar of a ram? He did a haskir lo she yitzchak to remember to arouse the Kadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim that on Rosh Hashanah you should remember the kiddush yitzchak. That's the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin says we do mila before shofar because it says bris Avram before a kiddush yitzchak, and the Gra the Mishnah Berurah says because of. Says another reason. It says tadir she'ino tadir kodem. We know that tkiyah shofar happens less often than bris milah. Does bris milah happens baruch Hashem every day of the year? Therefore, tadir she'ino tadir kodem. We do milah before tkiyah shofar. So now it comes to the shaila. If the baby on Rosh Hashanah day comes late to shul, what should they do? Should they do the bris milah at the end of davening, or should they maybe do it right before Musaf? Let's say the baby gets there right after they started Tkiyah Shofar, right before Musaf. Should they do Bris Milah right before Musaf, right before Hinini and everything, right before Shemona Esrei? Or should they wait till after davening? So Rav Zilberstein says an amazing thing. He gives both sides of the argument, and then he gives his conclusion at the end. The post can bring down the Or Zaruah, who says in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, Simen Reish Ayin Hei, that it's very good to do bris milah in the morning, because why? Because it's Riza Magdil Mitzvahs. And we know in Rosh Hashanah, sometimes davening could take 7-8 hours, it could be a very, very long davening. Therefore, that's why the best possible thing is to do it before Tkiyah Shofar. So then Rav Zilberstein quotes the Levush. The Levush says, when it comes down to it, sometimes it's going to be after Chatzos. So the Levush says it's very, very important to do the milah before Chatzos because of Zriza Magdim LaMitzvah. To show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're having Zrizas with this mitzvah. So that's the one side of the coin. We don't want to show to show a bizui to the mitzvah of bris milah. We want to make sure to do it earlier in the day. So maybe that could be one reason we should maybe do it right before Musaf. The Rav Zilberstein then quotes the Sefer Maoris Nas on Purim Siman Lamed Dalet, that says an amazing thing. They say, when it comes down to it, the original reason why we say to do bris milah before tkiyah shofar is to make sure we don't have a stoppage between tkiyah demiyushav and tkiyah demeuman. To make sure that with that whole mitzvah of tkiyah shofar we all do together. That's the original reason. He brings down from the Kaf HaChaim, quoted by the Maoris Nason, that's what you should really originally do there. However, the Maoris Nason says another reason why we should really have the tkiyos go together is because havi osei b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Basically, if you already started tkiyah shofar and then right before mitzvah you're going to go into bris milah, it's going to be a whole stoppage in the davening. It's going to be a whole stoppage in the this mitzvah of shofar, and therefore, Rav Zilberstein by quoting the Maoris Nason says, a person, a shul, however, who by accident the baby doesn't get there before tkiyah shofar, they should do the bris milah at the end. So then maybe you'll say, but Rabbi, how they osei b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah, the brachas of shofar, the brachas of Shemona Esrei are only derabanan. Okay, the shofar might be daraisa, but the brachas are only derabanan. So therefore, maybe milah, which is a daraisa, should beat out the brachas of shofar, which are derabanan. And the Maoris Nason quotes the Bi'ur Halacha. The Bi'ur Halacha says in Siman Ayin Beis, in the name of the Prima Gadim, the Magen Avraham, that it says that Osik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. If you're Osik, even in a mitzvah derabanan, it would patur from mitzvah daraisa. So So if you're osing in the mitzvah of the rabbanon of the brachas of the shofar going through Shmona Esrei, that would patter you from the mitzvah of milah until the end of davening. So obviously the best thing for us to do is if we're ever in shul we find out there's a bris milah, we should make sure the bris milah is done before tkiyat shofar. And if the baby's running late, we push off the milah until after davening.